Thank you. We greet all of you very warmly in the precious name of our Lord. We are happy that we found grace in the sight of God. The precious and holy word, that we can proclaim it. And we wish all, with all our hearts, God's richest blessing. May this day be a day which the Lord has made for us, for you and for me, very personally. Also today, I ask Brother Schmidt to come to pray with us and to just read some names who have sent us greetings. Please, Brother Schmidt. Great God, looking up to you, we are coming together here at this place, Lord, and worldwide, into your presence, thanking you that you have given us this opportunity in this troublesome time, in this turbulent time, to hear your word, to believe your word, to receive it, and to give you the thanks for it. Bless worldwide, Lord, all brothers, all sisters, all who are listening, Lord, that we not only are hearers of the word, but also doers. Give us grace that we not hear in vain, but that we receive the precious seed, that it falls into our hearts, and by the power of your Spirit, bringing forth fruit. We ask you also for this day. Bless our brother. Give him strength. Give him words. Lord Jesus Christ, give all who are listening to you to receive it, to give you the glory. Once again, we ask you for your blessing. Amen. Now, we have some greetings from brothers, from, I can say, from all the world. Firstly, from Brother Hervé, from Brother Nazi, from Brother André, from Brother Didier, and from Brother Joel. Once again, brothers, greetings, I may say it, from the Ukraine, Russia, and everywhere where people are who are joined with us and with the Lord. And we thank them. Now, Brother Motika, Brother Cecil, Brother Ngonga, and Brother Etienne, and Brother Nadika, they're also sending greetings. And we from this place, we greet all very warmly, and we wish all God's blessing. Amen. To the Lord be the thanks with all our hearts. That we can be joined with all brothers worldwide. The last phone call was from Brother Ngonga. And he truly, he said, Into the phone he cried out, "Brother Frank, if the ministry which the Lord has given you, if you would not have come on the scene with it, then we all would be still in the jungle. You know what the jungle is. And all brothers who with us and with the Lord who are joined, whether it is Brother Etienne, whether it's Brother John, whether it's all the brethren, Brother Daniel, and who they are, brethren from Zimbabwe phoned, a brother from Australia phoned. We're just so grateful with all our hearts. Also for the translations that we can broadcast online, worldwide, can be heard. This is, of course, the whole purpose that the last message is covering worldwide, being heard, being proclaimed. And this took place by grace. And as Brother Schmidt just said, whether from Russia, the Ukraine, from all the eastern countries of Europe, or from all over the world, we are just so grateful with all our hearts for it. All of us, of course, in the course of time, we all grew older. Yesterday I said, since 1949, 70 years have passed. And since 1979, again, 40 years have passed. Yes, of course, they belong to the 70. But we are grateful to the Lord with all our hearts. And we wish that all are available for God, that no mixing takes place anymore, that we all understand that God's word is true, and it can only be preached in such a way as it is written. I think here on two special verses in Daniel, chapter 9, verse 22 and 23, which our beloved brother Urs Graf from Switzerland in one sermon of me, he has heard these verses. And then, in many other preachings, he used it. Take heed unto the word, that you understand the revelation precisely. This is the key. The angel Gabriel was sent to Daniel to give him information, to open unto him the understanding for the scripture. And then pay attention to the word, that you understand the revelation properly. Such statements are so precious, like gold. To the Lord be the thanks for it. I think here to 2 Timothy chapter 4, to the word which was addressed to me personally. I charge thee in the presence of God and before the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and the dead, and then preach the word. Be instant, in season or out of season, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Brothers and sisters, yesterday we briefly referred to it. What has happened since the time when all the Old Testament prophecies, which referred to the first coming of our Redeemer, found their fulfillment. And all who found grace in the sight of God, they believed, and they had part in it, what God did. Even on the day of Pentecost, more than 3,000 people were gathered, and we all know what is written in Mark chapter 1, that John the Baptist came on the scene and preached a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. He could already point to the Lamb which would die, which would shed its blood, giving the redemption and the forgiveness. And by faith in it, he baptized the people. And they of course came from all of Jerusalem and from Judea. They came to the River Jordan to hear the message of the hour, the word which at that time came to fulfillment, to experience it. Just grace. And this gospel, in the Gospel of Mark, the two main scriptures are mentioned in the first verses, that John the Baptist came according to Isaiah 40 verse 3. A voice is crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight for our God. And write the second scripture, Malachi 3 verse 1. Behold, I send my messenger before me. These two scriptures are listed, are written in Mark chapter 1 in the first verses, emphasized. And brothers and sisters, that's how the New Testament started. That's how everything was fulfilled, what was written in the Old Testament for that period of time. And as we emphasized last night, all who did not recognize what God has done, they have written their own books, presenting their own teachings to the people. But not that what God has said in his word. There are really only two testaments in which God has revealed his last will. As naturally one gives his last will, in the Testament what should happen when one has gone home. So the Lord, our God, gave the Old and the New Testament by His grace. And by the death of the Redeemer, by the power of His resurrection, everything came to fulfillment and is still going into fulfillment as we have seen it and as we can watch it. Yesterday, we briefly referred to it, what is happening with Israel. And we must say it, God started with Israel and He will end with Israel. In between is the time for the nations. And right now we will read it, what Paul has written in Romans chapter 11. But just briefly, the remark here. We are really living in a very special time. And nobody knows what will still come. Nobody knows how it will continue. And the desperation and perplexity will increase just as our Lord foretold it. The prophecies of the Holy Scriptures are being fulfilled before our very eyes. I don't want to go here into this covenant, this contract, which then will be made. But this I want to say here, namely, to all our brothers who have trouble with Daniel, chapter 9, verse 27. Whoever reads Daniel 9, verse 27 and understands it correctly must start from verse 22 to then have the context. He must read of the 70 weeks, of the 62 weeks, which altogether make 69 weeks, that then the anointed without court will be killed. But this is necessary to read first verse 22 and 23 to get an understanding. And then the emphasis, give heed to the word so that you understand the revelation properly. Whoever, I say now, I say it now simple. Whoever, that what is written in the book of Revelation in the 22 chapters, whoever wants to understand it correctly, give heed what is written in all the Word of God previously. And then, it will be revealed to him. You all know, we have said it here before, the word apocalypse, which in our Bibles is called and written as revelation, means unveiling, the hidden to unveil it. And literally, if I just put this veil upon these microphones, and nobody knows what is behind this veil. And then the moment unveiling of Jesus Christ, that the veil is taken away and that the hidden by grace becomes manifest. Also, this can be emphasized quickly. Whoever wants to understand Revelation 10 correctly must read Daniel 12 verse 7 to know that in that moment where the angel of the covenant descends, putting his feet upon land and sea, swearing by him who lives forever, that from that moment on, there will only be 3.5 years left until the end. So one has to give heed to the word in the prophet Daniel to understand the revelation by his grace correctly. And that, what Brother Branham presented, placing it scripturally. Let me say it once again. These two verses were not only for Brother Urs Graf, but also for our beloved Brother Helmut Miskis. Just they were of greatest significance, these two verses. And that's what it's all about today. It's very important with all brothers who worldwide are taking part in the proclamation. Nobody can go through the country and say, the prophet said, he must go back to that what God has said in advance. To the prophet Daniel, it was said very clearly, seal the book until the end time, until the end time, and then many will search in it, and such the knowledge shall increase. If there is somebody who understands what Brother Brennan preached in the Seven Seals, not only once he heard it and read it, but time and again, over and again, reading and hearing it. And I say it once again, it is necessary and correct that we give heed to the written word, receiving it as the holy and revealed word, so that nothing is added, but that everything remains in the limits of the word of God. And whoever reads on in the book of Revelation, he can of course read precisely when what will take place, how the two witnesses will have their ministry in the first 3.5 years, how then the covenant will be broken, the contract, and then the great tribulation will start. Everything was written down, and it just needs to be placed. And whoever reads in the book of Revelation, he sees the divine placing. In Revelation 7, the multitude of 144,000 are shown, which will be sealed. In chapter 15, they are shown on Mount Zion, and they are hearing the song which the bride sings at the wedding supper, and they tune in into this song. And when then an email comes up in our office where it is written that the wedding supper started or took place in 1963, such brothers have lost their mind. They just absolutely nothing. They have just a confused head. Everything must be placed scripturally. And then they even add Revelation 10 is already fulfilled. Dear brothers and sisters, there is a divine order. And God has set into the church various ministries. And now we arrived at the last part in which everything what could not be placed in the past. And this, Brother Branham emphasized, he time and again, he referred to the time since the Reformation, and he spoke about it, how the biblical truths on and on they were revealed and they were proclaimed. And if we read in church history, then we see that 100 years before the outbreak of the Reformation, already there were revival meetings with spirit baptisms took place in the time of Jan Hus, in the time of the Bohemian Brothers, in the time of Graf Zinzendorf. The reports are here. The Spirit of God was at work in a very mighty way already before the Reformation, in and after the Reformation. But in our time, and that's how Brother Branham time and again, he again emphasized it. The seven seals, the hidden mysteries of all of the plan of salvation of God were revealed. And we have the responsibility before God to carry on what was given to us by His grace. And we all know, Brother Branham, he had a divine commission, a divine call. But I don't have to go to Jeffersonville to get information. No. And again, no. God has given grace that I knew the prophet for 10 years, that I met him and knew him as a human being, eating with him, drinking with him, driving with him in the same car. But the most important was the divine commission. And let me say this once again, so that the whole world might hear it. God, of course, took care for it, that to the prophet the word was revealed. For thus it is written, God does nothing unless he reveals his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Not to the evangelists, not to the pastors, not to the shepherds, but to the prophets. Prophets were seers. They were called seers. They saw in visions. They had visions. And Brother Branham was, of course, a prophet. But what did he say? What did God tell him in March 1962? What did he show him? that he should store in the groceries, the food. He saw it carrying in a basket, putting them into shelves, nicely in an order, putting them in shelves. But in that moment of time, the shelves were filled, but nothing was yet on the table. But since the time the stored in food, we could prepare them on the table of the Lord. And all of the plan of salvation and counsel of our God, we could proclaim. Let us also say this, dear brothers and sisters. And in particular, I have to address the word to our brothers who give out the same message, the same revealed word. And all brothers, also them whom we mentioned by name today, they know very precisely what God has ordained for this period of time. And that we really, by the commission of God, are passing on what the prophet got revealed from the Lord. We don't go here into details, but especially with the original sin, with the beguiling in the Garden of Eden. And dear brother Branham says, that's how the first sin came into existence, namely unbelief. And the prophet of God says, unbelief is the original sin. Unbelief. Because that, what God has said to Adam, was questioned, was pulled into a doubt. Should God have really said? That's how the enemy made the beginning in the Garden of Eden, in paradise. And I say it today, not for my sake, but I say it because of all the brothers. That's how it was 1979. It was the enemy who told Eve, should the Lord have really spoken to him? And this original thought of doubt took care, was the cause that all who did not believe that God has spoken out a divine commission and sending, they are walking on their own ways. They are bypassing what God has done in the past 40 years. Are laughing and speak evil about it. And nobody needs to marvel that they are walking in different directions. I don't know how counted it, how many different directions are within the so-called message who refer to Brother Branham. But with God, there's only one truth. And this is his precious and holy word. And please pardon me that I say this once again, but we have taken it to heart. Give heed to the word so that you understand the revelation correctly. And before the presence of God, we can say that there's not one question remained about the 22 chapters of the book of Revelation, which God should still answer. Everything is revealed. Everything is in the right context. text shown. And we, of course, published it in circulars and brochures, and all have the possibility to read it and to hear it. Now, let us come to two or three scriptures. The first one in 2 Corinthians, chapter 3, 2 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 13.
Und machen es nicht wie Mose.
And not as Moses, who put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. We all know the Holy Scripture, and that what is written here in verse 14. But their minds were blinded. Brothers and sisters, I don't know whether you can feel with me. We of course look back to all these years. And when Paul at that time has written, the veil is still upon their heart. And only then, when the veil is taken away, only then, and then Paul writes, only in Jesus Christ the veil is taken away. We of course emphasized it last night, that even the Jews, whether they pray at the wailing wall, and this time and again, we have seen it, experienced it, and they're reading and praying with the whole body. They go with all devotion. They're reading the Torah, the Jerusalem Talmud, the Gemara, the Mishnah, and reading and reading. And the veil is still upon their heart, over their eyes. They don't see nothing. When the scriptures of the Old Testament are read, they see nothing. May I ask today the question, what is with all those who read the scriptures of the New Testament? Is there the veil still upon them? Or is the revelation of Jesus Christ given to them? As I said before, with this veil, I showed it to you, that just the veil is taken away. That the way to the whole most holy place is free, and in particular shown when our Lord died on the cross of Calvary. The veil between the Holy of Holies and between the sanctuary was torn from top to bottom. The Ark of the Covenant was in view, and the blood of the new covenant was laid upon the lid of the Ark of the Covenant. And we all, by grace, we receive the forgiveness, the reconciliation by the blood. And we are grateful to the Lord for it. But let us say it once again. Not only the Jews, who until this day, reading the scriptures of the Old Testament and their own scriptures, they're reading, but also all who read the scriptures of the New Testament, the veil is still upon them and is only been taken away by the revelation of Jesus Christ. The world sees me no more, but ye shall see me, and I will reveal myself to you. Revelation of Jesus Christ. The veil was taken away. We see who he is. And may I just mention this also, what Brother Branham said about Colossians chapter 1, and said, there is of course written that our Lord is the firstborn of the creation of God. And then Brother Branham says, already at the beginning, the firstborn was there. Oh, may all brothers understand that our Lord, whether he's shown as the firstborn, or called as mediator, or advocate, or whether in his mankind, or shown in his divinity, he always is the same, always the same. And in Luke chapter 2, verse 11, is still written, today is born unto you Christ the Lord. He's the Lord. Right from Genesis 2. When the invisible God came forth from eternity, coming down, and when the time started, in that moment where God Elohim came into a visible shape of appearance, then he was the Lord God, the invisible, almighty, became visible. And this visible manifestation of God as Lord throughout all the Old Testament, whether in Genesis 14, when he as king of Salem met Abraham to have the Lord's Supper with him, whether he came to Abraham, sitting down, eating and drinking, giving the promise, at around this time, next year, I return, I come again. Always the same, from the very beginning, from the very beginning. And we are grateful to the Lord that it is written, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, as Paul writes here in verse 15, but even unto this day, whenever Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Let us really say it with pain once again. Is not the veil still upon all? And only by the revelation of Jesus Christ. And whoever comes into the tabernacle, not in the outer court, not in the most holy place, there the things are happening which are ordained for it. But God has foreordained to come behind the curtain, behind the veil, to come into the Holy of Holies. Let us say it once again, where the Ark of the Covenant was, and where the high priest, once in a year, he entered on the day of reconciliation of God with mankind. He entered, shedding the blood. And our Lord is the high priest. High priest, but still the Lord. mediator, but still the Lord. Various tasks, but always one and the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Paul set it forth, and we believe with all our hearts what is written. Then onward, in Romans 11, verse 5, even so, then at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Also in our time, that's how it is written here. In Romans 11, verse 5. Even so, then, at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Brothers and sisters, a remnant, as with Israel, in its entirety, at that time, was not saved, but the 7,000 who didn't bow their knees before Baal, they were already a testimony that they found grace with God. And all at the first coming of Christ, who were foreordained to receive the salvation and accepting it, they, by the grace of God, they experienced it. The others were hardened. And the same it is today. Let us say it clearly, and may all brothers pass it on worldwide in their churches, and the word, and apply this word today for our time. As there was a today at that time, so there is a today in our present time. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Today, the light, the divine revelation strikes the word, and we may see it. Be honest. Is there a place in the New Testament which remained hidden for us? Everything by grace was revealed. Please remember our today. Even so, at this present time, there is a today by grace. And we may receive and accept. Then, in verse 6, in Romans 11, and if by grace,
ausgesondert, durch Gnade ausgesondert, sondert euch ab,
be ye separate. The German Bible says separate. Touch not the unclean thing. Tell me, in which churches is the today preached? Who speaks about it? Who has recognized the today, the word for this present time, that God would send a prophet, and he also sent him? Brothers and sisters, it's the most important period of time in the history of mankind, and the most important time for the church of the living God. After us, no prophet will come on the scene anymore among the nations. After us, there will be no more message. This message merges into the rapture of the bright church of Jesus Christ. And here we have the mighty promise that the bridegroom will come to take the bride home. Also in this regard, brothers and sisters, brothers in the various languages, they have trouble because the translations are just differently. Not everywhere where it's written bright in our Bibles is in other Bibles written bright. It's really a pity that not all translated so faithfully to the word and so precisely. Let us take the word church. Our Lord says, I will build my church. And the Holy Scripture says in Ephesians chapter 4, God has set into the church. And when we then go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and especially chapter 14, what happened in the church of the Lord, which is the pillar and the foundation of the truth. But in how many Bible translations is the word church and church, it cannot be translated here. In German, it says an evangelical, a Lutheran, a Catholic church, the building with a tower. The Lord builds His church, His blood-bought flock. And this word goes back to Exodus chapter 12. Let my son go, my firstborn son. Thus was the message addressed to Pharaoh, which Moses brought at the time. But the firstborn son, which was led out, after the leading out, is the church, has become the church, the ecclesia, a putting together of the members. Therefore it is written that we, by the Holy Spirit, are baptized into one body, not into a church being baptized into, but into the body of the Lord. May all brothers, in the various languages, where it is not so said so and translated not so clearly, may they read all the scriptures to know then precisely what our Lord has said and what is really meant. Also for us in this present time, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Not the Lord comes, bridegroom in connection with the bride. There are the various comings, but only one return of the Lord, which our Lord promised in John 14. I come again to take you unto myself. I go to prepare a place for you. As bridegroom, He redeemed us. He went. He prepared the dwelling place. The table is already prepared. And then He comes again to take us home. But then comes to fulfillment. Two will lie on one bed. One will be taken. One will remain. Two will be on the field. Two grinding at the mill. It must be connected with reality. The return of Jesus Christ will be a divine reality. and all who are part of the bright church of the Lamb, who recognize there today and who as a remnant received and accepted because the veil was taken away from our eyes, taken away from our hearts. And we, when we, whether we read the Old or the New Testament, neither the veil of Moses nor the veil of Christ is here still. No, nothing at all. No veil anymore. Everything was taken away. Revelation of Jesus Christ. In the most holy place, God has spoken. Let us say this very clear now. The revelation which our beloved brother Branham received from God was of course not in the outer court and not in the holy, but in the holy of holies. There where only God can speak, no human being, only God himself. And we have heard the revealed word. And for all brothers who also refer to Brother Branham, may they just find out when he speaks of Revelation 10 verse 7, then he time and again used the word in the plural, namely that the Lord has revealed the mysteries by the seventh church messenger. And exactly that took place. That by the last messenger, at the age of Laodicea, in which we are still living now, all the mysteries from the fall up to the book of Revelation 22, everything was revealed. And therefore, Brother Branham, in reference to Revelation 10, verse 7, he referred to his ministry. He said, mysteries, mysteries. But in Revelation 10, verse 7, is only written the singular, namely, the mystery of God. Not only one mystery, but the mystery of God revealed. And Jesus Christ is the mystery of God revealed. God manifested in Jesus Christ, our Lord. You all know the word from Timothy. Great is the mystery of godliness. God manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit. Brothers and sisters, let us summarize of what it is all about in this time with all of us. Really, namely about one thing. To recognize our today, thanking God for it, that he has taken the veil from us, that we not just read, but the things read, we got it revealed, that really by grace we can place everything scripturally. And to this, it must be emphasized once again, addressed to all brothers worldwide, Whoever wants to receive the message by revelation, give heed to the written word, because to the written word may nothing be added, nothing may be taken away from it. And this Brother Branham said many, many times, at least 50 times he emphasized it, that nobody has the right to take anything away from the Word or to add anything to the Word. And what is with all the interpretations, with all the teachings which are being spread, which are not written in the Word of God? May all our brothers worldwide respect. And the word of the Old and New Testament, respecting it. And then that, what Brother Branham got revealed from God, to place it into this word, as this word was placed into the message. And everything will be in a divine harmony. And the ministry of Brother Branham, we will place it biblically. And as we all heard it, very, very sad that in South America they have the photo with a pillar of cloud and the photo with a pillar of fire and the photo with Christ as Hoffman was painting it on the main street in the capital. They were demonstrating for William Branham, a rally. Just think of it, how far the things went. It went beyond limits. People have lost their minds. They bring reproach upon God and His Word. They bring reproach upon our Savior and upon the ministry of Brother Branham. We respect what he was told, that the message which the Lord God has given him from the Word and revealed him, that this message will cover the whole earth and being proclaimed. And we are looking back that everything found fulfillment. When we really think about it, that now from the 193 countries on the earth, 174 countries, we are looking after them, directly acquainting them with what God has said. And everywhere the elect have recognized there today. And as we read, also in this time, the Lord has a remnant who have not bowed their knees before Baal, but before the Lord God. In all the world, and what we cannot reach from this place, this our brothers are reaching from all these countries, and all over the world, they are included. They were included into that what God is doing right now. The scripture is being fulfilled before our very eyes. And let us also say this. We see what is happening with Israel. We see what kind of role the nations are playing. We see that everything. We don't want to go here into all the details. And we see how perplexity, helplessness, all the world is flooding now with this present pandemic. But God has given the promise, I will be with you all the days until the end of the world. He has given the promise in Psalms 91 that no pestilence shall come upon us, that the Lord by grace will protect. And so we can thank our Lord God in every situation, trusting Him, knowing that He will make it well. I just Once again, I want to emphasize that on all brothers who pass on the same word, the same message worldwide, who give out the same spiritual food, it is the last commission. Really, it's the last commission. As sure as Brother Branham stored in the food, and he told me on the 3rd of December, 1962, wait with the giving out of the food until you get the rest of it, which belongs to it. I knew 100%. I didn't need to hear any voice. I knew he had spoken in my heart. Now, your time has come to go from city to city, from continent to continent, to bring the message, the word. And I took it to my heart. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Preach the word. Be it in season or out of season. Dear brothers, please pardon me the repetition. But please, take it to heart. In this present last time, God has a remnant. He called them out. He separated them. He purified them. He sanctified them. And consecrated unto Him. We are just available for God. And we just let be valid what is written in the Word. And then we see the harmony between the message and the sermons of Brother Branham and the Old and New Testament. Just divine harmony. To our God be the glory from eternity to eternity. Please believe it. In our time, our today, today, if you hear His voice, today, we have heard it. And our hearts, we didn't harden them, but we opened them. And the Lord has given grace that His precious and holy word has fallen into our hearts. To Him, the only God, be the glory and the praise throughout all eternity. Amen. Let us stand up for the closing prayer. Lord Almighty God, today it is upon my heart to once more pray for all ministering brothers that they don't preach anything unless they can preach it from your holy word. That the church can become a word bride prepared unto the glorious day of your return. Dear Lord, you as bridegroom, you are speaking with your bride, and we thank you that Matthew 25 will come to fulfillment. You will return, and all who are ready, they will go with you into the marriage supper. Dear Lord, we claim the remnant. We claim all the redeemed, all the predestinated ones, all who are pardoned by God, all the elect. We claim all who are ordained to take part in the marriage supper of the Lamb. that they hear now your voice and that they experience their preparation by your grace. Dear Lord, bless also all brothers whose names today were not mentioned. You know them all. You know where they stay and who they are. Bless them all and lead us until we come from believing unto seeing. Together we glorify the power of your blood, of your word, and of your spirit. And we thank you that you will finish your work of redemption in our time. And we may say, as the songwriter sings, even I don't know the way, you know it. You are leading us on the right path for your holy name's sake. We thank you with all our hearts for it. You know the time. Your plan is ready. Together we thank you that the Bible prophecies, we can see them in its fulfillment, be it in the Far East, in the Middle East, I mean, be it with Israel, be it with the nations. We thank you for your faithfulness, and we ask you lift up thy countenance over all your people and bless us from the riches of your grace. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Our song sounds forward. Sing unto the Lord, sing unto the Lord. Even as temptation so heavy, we received grace. The victory is the Lord's. The victory is the Lord's. Hallelujah. I am free because faith is my victory. Praise, honor, and glory. Jesus is everything for me. I firmly trust in the Lord. I stand on His word. The victory is the Lord's. Peace fills my heart now. Joy instead of pain of sin. The perfect victory is the Lord's. Hallelujah. Victory in the Lord. My faith is the victory. Jesus is everything for me. My liberty I proclaim, my liberty with a consecrated mouth. Even I'm threatened by the enemy, I remain faithful unto death. The victory is the Lord's. My faith is the victory. When the battle is over, when the last enemy is defeated, the victory is the Lord's. Throughout all eternity, my song sounds forward in glory. The victory is the Lord's. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm free. For my faith is the victory. Praise, honor, and glory. Jesus is everything for me.